Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends all around the world. 1 week from today will be a very significant day for America and our world as a new American president will be selected by the voting American people. Regardless of who is selected, the weeks which follow will undoubtedly be tumultuous in America and possibly traumatic because emotions are riding so high. The candidates are nearly polar opposites of each other. And the role of the U.S. president at this time in global history is so significant. I have no doubt there will be millions of people mourning in deep grief as they adjust to the reality that the candidate of their preference lost the election, and as they consider what America may become under the leadership of the other candidate. Once again, we turn to the message Isaiah received from God 2,700 years ago because it is so relevant to this moment in history. We're continuing our look at Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3 today with these words, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion." If you've been with me the past few days, you'll remember Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was the fulfillment of this prophecy 700 years after Isaiah wrote it. But together, we are learning that Holy Spirit anointed, born-again followers of Jesus Christ are also God's ambassadors, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, whom the Holy Spirit desires to guide and empower to fulfill these opening verses of Isaiah 61 in our day, wherever in the world they live. So, if you are a Spirit-filled follower of Jesus, here's an important question. Are you a comforter of those people who mourn? Can you recognize someone in mourning or struggling with deep grief? Have you experienced grief enough to know most deep grief cannot be healed or fully comforted quickly? You'll recall David wrote this in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." When was the last time you walked through the valley of the shadow of death? What level of grief did you suffer? How long did it last? How did you mourn? What or who brought you through and out of that deep grief valley? What were some of the things caring people did or said which comforted you in that deep grief place? And sadly, people sometimes say really stupid, very insensitive things to someone in deep grief. Was that your painful experience? So what have you learned, my friends, about the important role and process of comforting those who mourn? Do you remember Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Matthew 11. Comforting the grieving is one of the most significant, important, life-changing things we followers of Jesus can do to make a difference in our world. Do you understand that, my friends? Learning to let the Holy Spirit love and comfort and care through you and me to those who are in deep grief and are mourning is one of our most important roles as ambassadors of Jesus in our hurting world, because that was one of Jesus' most important and significant roles in his hurting world. But how? What are some best practices for comforting all who mourn? Have you learned the skill of listening? I mean listening in a way that the person you're listening to feels safe with you and feels you really care about them and they feel heard and understood. Authentic, tender listening is one of the most comforting things you can do with someone who is mourning. Have you had that experience? Sometimes letting them cry on your shoulder or wrapping your arms around them in a comforting hug, or even sitting quietly with them, holding their hand and not saying anything for a long time, just being there with someone mourning, can be very helpful. Please don't always feel you need to say something or even touch a grieving person. Let the Spirit of God guide you. And if you don't sense the Spirit giving you the right words, it's often best if you don't say anything at all. Just be there with the grieving person in their grief. And how about prayer and even worship music? Have you found how comforting it can be when you pray with someone grieving or bring tender worship music to their weary soul? Did you notice Isaiah wrote, "And provide for those who grieve in Zion"? From the days of King David, Jerusalem, Zion was viewed by Jews worldwide as the one place in all the world where they would certainly find hope. The temple was, or had been, there. God had promised King Solomon about the temple area in Jerusalem, "My eyes will always be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there." 2 Chronicles 7:15-16. And that is part of the reason today, in October 2024, with rockets and bombs and bullets and terrorism all around, people come from all over the world to gather in Jerusalem at the wall to pray and seek God's comfort. This powerful phrase, "and provide for those who grieve in Zion," was a call in Isaiah's day to be sure the people did not forget God's eyes were upon them, his ears open to their cries, and his hands of protection and provision still very active, even though they were surrounded by enemies. The people in Jesus' day felt greatly encouraged by his messages and miracles and even his presence in Jerusalem. And of course, the atonement provision of Jesus through his death and resurrection in Jerusalem is the ultimate provision of hope for anyone there or anywhere in the world. Even today, as the rocket sirens sound and people scurry to bomb shelters in Jerusalem, they pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122. As I write this, hostages are still being held. Israeli young men and women are still being recruited daily to take up arms to defend Israel. Rockets are still regularly launched from both Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon against towns and villages in Israel. Weeping mourners throughout the Middle East grieve this war as the devastation is spreading. But it's not only grief and mourning in Israel. It's everywhere, in every city of our world, every neighborhood, right? It's the heartbreak of broken families, or lost jobs, or the enslavement of drugs and alcohol, or so many other life-crushing darknesses in our world. Therefore, these words of Isaiah are so powerful for all followers of Jesus today, aren't they? "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve." Let's make this a priority for us, my friends, as we seek to bring God's comfort to our world by the tender work of the Holy Spirit in each of us. And here's a song to help us as we bring hope and healing to our world in mourning.